妹妹，为什么房间又一团乱，玩具都不收好啊？
我在找东西啊。
昨天才收好，今天又乱了，我的头又要开始痛了。
妈咪，我是在找虎标白色万金油啦。阿妈都说头痛擦这个很有效，薄荷凉凉的可以帮忙舒缓哦。妈咪，爱老虎哟。
哎呦，今天怎么这么乖呀？很内行哦，还知道要用这瓶百年老字号的。
虎标在手，全家神队友。
全台各大药局、屈臣氏、康氏美皆有贩售。
卫蜀成字字第015702号，北市卫药广字字第113040234号。使用前请详阅说明书、警语及注意事项。
Hello, hello, you guys, and welcome to a brand new rebranded episode of 15 Min's Cafe 英语咖啡馆。在英语咖啡馆呢，喝一杯老师们的本周主题特调，一起探讨国际文化、时事、职涯、网络和音乐等多元主题，来轻松吸收主题相关的词汇、惯用语和常用例句。那今天呢，在这边跟大家做一个简单的 announcement， 就是之后呢，我们过去的周三 vocab 单元以后呢，会变成我们的 15 Min's Cafe 英语咖啡馆。然后今天呢，我们很高兴能够坐下来跟我们的 Patrick from 周报时光机，我们周报时光机的 Patrick 老师来跟我们一起进行 JP Time， 我们英语时光机 ，Welcome。
嗨，新的单元哦，新的气象，我们做了一个这个新的频道的名字叫做英语时光机 ，OK，
没错，因为我们过去叫 vocab 哦，其实就是主要是好像讲很多词汇啊或什么的，可是其实有没有大家可能有听到，也发现说我跟 Patrick 老师其实我们从国际时事啊，从品牌啊，从 EDMs 啊 ，you know we cover a lot of stuff， not just the trivia, general knowledge, and vocabulary。We cover a whole lot more than that. So guys, we have rebranded this particular episode. And moving forward, we will be calling it the Wednesday show, the 15 Min's Cafe, 英语咖啡馆。Yes. So every Wednesday, join us. So back to today's episode, the show with me and Patrick.所以今天呢，我们再又回到我们的英语时光机。那以后我们就定掉这个单元叫英语时光机。为什么呢？因为是通勤学英语 featuring
周报时光机。Yes，
哎、hey, ，That's right。其实我们之前 Patrick， 我们还有想过很多很多其他的名字 ，like JP Talk、JP Studio，就是从 JP 这样子。可是或者是 PJ, right? But it, with PJ, it sounds more like pajamas. So we didn't want people to think we are, you know, wearing our pajamas and recording these episodes. So we ended up with JP time.
Yeah.
Let's keep it simple.
Yeah, but somebody was thinking about JP time represent Japan. But the truth is not, we're not talking about Japanese or Japanese culture.
You know what? If it's Japanese culture, we will call it Nippon time.
Hey, right?
Not JP time. Nippon time.
Okay. JP stands for John and Patrick. Okay.
John and Patrick. So thank you for joining us on this whole rebranded episode. And moving forward, Patrick, we are going to be talking about, again, famous brands around the world that we actually see all the time.
Yes, exactly. We have to say the time that we're recording right now,It's the last holiday of Double Ten holiday, right?
Wah,
yeah, we're going to cry.
Wah, the last day.
Yes. So we need some, like, alcohol. 就让我们心情比较放松一点，去面对明天收假的心情。So today we're talking about three alcohol brands.
Three famous alcohol brands. Or,
yes.
Actually, Patrick, we should be calling it. If we say alcohol, then it's a generic term for every type of alcohol, right?
Ah, yes.
But, you know, this is for tasting. This is for quality of life. This is for, you know, fancy lifestyle. So we should call it wine and spirits.
It's more high class, high level stuff. Okay.
Right. So we're going to be covering three interesting and important wine and spirits brands that you guys have seen and probably have tasted in your life. But as you guys know, I can't handle my liquor, so I can't drink.
Oh.
So I'm sorry, I know these brands, I've seen them, You know, I have sent them as gifts before, but never have I, you know, drank them and tasted them. So, you know, I'm allergic to alcohol, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay, that sounds sad. 有些人是主张就是一辈子要尝一点酒精的。But we still have to say 这个对还是要跟大家呼吁一下这个未成年还是请勿饮酒 And don't drive after you drink, right? 这个也是酒后不要开车这非常重要的一件事情
So with everything that has to do with wine and spirit advertising There should be a warning message, right? Don't drink and drive
Yes, that's very important
And not sold to people who are under 18 years old
Yeah, I've saw the slogan, they say, please do not drink if you are a minor.
Yes.
Is that a way to say that?
Yes, because if you're under 18 years of age, legally, under legal framework, you are considered a minor. But because you are over 18 years of age, doesn't mean you are a major. Okay, it's the wrong word. Minor means small, okay? So you are a minor in the legal framework.Okay, but people who are over 18 years of age who can sign for themselves and be legally responsible for themselves are adults.
Adults, okay.
Yes, so minors and adults, not minors and majors, no.
okay, 那这就补充到一个知识。So we're talking about three, we'll say wine and spirits brand, right?
Yes.
The first one is called Hennessy.
Hennessy.
Yes, today's first one. 这个中文好像叫轩尼诗哦。Okay, so this brand, they're famous about their cognac, right? 干邑白兰地, this kind of brand. 简单的跟大家介绍一下这个轩尼诗这个品牌啊，它其实有250年以上的历史了。
Mm-hmm.
打从西元1765年开始呢，是有一位这个爱尔兰的退役军人哦，刚好就跟这个品牌的名字一样，他叫做 Richard Hennessy。
Hennessy，
yes， 他成立了一个酿酒厂。那在他的军旅生涯之后，他就前往这个法国的西部一个名为干邑的地区去酿制所谓的白兰地。
Mm-hmm.
后来呢，哦，还找到了他的这个哦，他们。家族当中非常重要的一个合作的另外一个家族叫做 Jean Filiou、哦、找到这个样的一个首席调酒师来帮助他们的 Hennessy 这个品牌然后两个家族的关系啊这个合作的关系从当时250年开创以来到现在一直维持这样的、哦、家族的互惠的合作
So it's a family business So look at how people back in the day named their companies Right? So it's Hennessy and Son、
yes.他儿子
okay, or James Hennessy and Company, referring to the son James Hennessy took over. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. 这就是这个两个家族，然后找到他们的特调酒师哦，这样一直合作下去。其实从1765年到1840年的时候，其实 Hennessy 已经是 a very famous world brand of making cognac. Okay. So what kind of 白兰地 will call it cognac?这它其实是有一个专有名词叫干邑白兰地的
Yes
OK 那它呢其实在、欧洲啊有非常严格的法规规定哦，它其实要按照一定相关的标准流程去制造才能打造出这样的酒款
So similarly this is what the French does right Patrick You cannot call something that is sparkling that's got bubbles and wine You can't call it champagne It has to beBrewed, it has to be distilled and processed in the Champagne region to be called Champagne.
Yeah.
And above and beyond all that, if you want to make Champagne, you have to go through their national standards.
That's
you have
right.
to follow their tradition. You have to follow their way of making Champagne. All right. So similarly to Cognac, it's the same thing. The Cognac region, the produce is from Cognac region.
Yes.
So if it's from anywhere else, it's just brandy. But if it's from cognac region, it can be considered cognac. Plus, you have to go through a lot of the local processes and licensing and testing and labeling.
Exactly.
To call it cognac.
对，这个 cognac 酒呢，其实第一个非常严格的规定就是你的葡萄品种就一定要来自这个地区。那再加上其实很多的严格规范哦，包含它的制造的流程到它怎么酿制的，其实都有一套严格的法规去规定。那如果你打造的过程当中不符合这样的 SOP， 但你又把自己的酒命名为 cognac， 其实是会触犯欧洲当地的法律。
So similarly, we should do it for our oolong tea in Ali Mountain, right? You know, Ali Mountain oolong tea, you can't call it Ali Mountain oolong tea if it's not from Ali Mountain.
Yeah, you have to use their leaf from the Ali Shan, right?
Yeah, but most people don't do that. They, you know, they sort of copy and paste the labels and then pretend they are from Ali Mountain. So we need to do something like this. We also need to set up some standards and, you know, make the labels well known so it becomes a national brand.
Yes. I learned about that a lot of European, not only French, but also Italian. They're making their pizzas, they also have their rules, right?
Yes.
So it's kind of, 他们很注重他们的一个食物的文化。你一定要照他们的流程才能称作是他们家的食物这种感觉。So, okay, let's go back to Hennessy.There's a website called Statista. 他们统计过，其实2020年这个 Hennessy 他们有这个九公升装的这个 Cognac 当初就卖出了800万箱。
9 liters, that's a big bottle.
Yeah, it's a big bottle.
That's a big bottle.
Everyone will drunk if you have to drink like 9 liters a day or something.
Yeah.
Hennessy was the leading brand of Cognac in the world in 2022.
Oh, for sure.You know, if you travel around the world, in most of the airports, Hennessy also does a lot of very, very fancy marketing. They are in all the fancy airports. So let's say if you would transit to somewhere in Hong Kong or in Shanghai or even in Taoyuan Airport,
yes,
you would see a beautiful bottle of Hennessy in the middle of the walkway, right? And then you would admire it like an art piece.
You think that is so luxury. And it makes you feel like I can't afford the wine.
Yes. You don't drink it. It's something you don't drink, you admire it. It's if you own it, it's like owning a BMW. It's a status symbol.
Okay. So if you're talking about the wine, we'll say...about their age statement, right? 这个年份的部分存了多久？那当然在 Hennessy 的规范里面，其实他们对于他们这个 Cognac 也有类似的这样年份的规范，那有不同的等级哦，譬如说我们非常熟悉的 XO, 或者是 VS, 或者是 VSOP, 不同的简写他们代表的是不同意思。例如说 XO 是 Extra Old, 在木桶内已经陈放了10年以上的这种高级的年份的白兰地酒才能被称作叫做 XO. So if you buy some Hennessy, they'll say Cognac XO or Hennessy VS, 这个是不同等级的酒款哦，所以当然存放的年份越久，这个价格就会越高。
That's right.And obviously, for people like us, Patrick, we would just go to the liquor store and say, hey, give me the most expensive bottle.
No.
Right?
Okay.
We wouldn't read the label and say, oh, what's the difference between VS, VSOP, and an XO?
Yeah.
So from young, my father, he went on business trips. He would try and buy and source these, the more discounted bottles of extra old XOs.Hennessy XOs from Hong Kong or from Singapore when he went on business trips. You know why? Because back in Taiwan, when you are invited to dine with your clients, then you bring a bottle of XO. You know, that lightens up the mood and makes doing business a lot easier.
这个看到 XO 就是哇，这个真的是老江湖的懂喝这样的感觉。Okay, so I would like to ask John, do you know which group of the company owned Hennessy?
Okay, my understanding goes back to Hennessy as a standalone independent company. So Hennessy was a family business. So in wine and spirit companies or groups.They were sort of the odd one out for a long, long time.
Yes.
Until they became the biggest luxury brand and part of the luxury groups. Okay? Which is the LVMH group.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
And you know how I knew about this? Because one day I read an announcement about LVMH group.LV being calling or renaming the group LVMH. And then I'm like, wait, what's the M and what's the H? Right? We know LV. So who's M, who's H? And following the naming patterns of company registrations, we all know it's either brands that put together or it's like LV and Sun.
Oh, yes.
Or LV and partner. Kind of idea.
Yeah, the part.
So I was curious about what is the M and H? Is it another two names of like two big rich dudes? Or is it two family names? And voila. It's Moët, okay, the Moët. Champagne brand.
Yes.
And Hennessy.
Yes.
For the H. So LV with Moët and Hennessy. LVMH.
Yes, 对，没错，这个郑老师已经讲完了，没有错。这个 Hennessy 呢，其实是在1987年被这个 LVMH 集团给并购，成为这个 LENH 当中的 H 的这个代表。那刚刚一直讲到的 Moët 是这个法国的知名品牌香槟酒，是这个叫明月香槟。哦，当初也是
That's right.
应该也有快250年历史的一个品牌了，这也是老品牌了。
Yes.
那都是在法国非常有名的酒类，所以这两个呢就跟 LV 合并成了 LVMH 集团。那当然除了这四个品牌之外，还有像 Dior 或者是 Tiffany、哦、都是这个 LVMH 旗下非常有名的牌子。
Tiffany is a recent acquisition.
Yes. OK, 所以你看这个奢侈品牌不停的扩大当中，非常的厉害。 OK, so talk about all the Hennessy. We still didn't speak about their slogans, right?
What is their slogan?
Yes, I prepared two slogansOne is from the 1962.
1962?
It's a quite old one, but I think it's very classic.
Okay.
They say it's the name that means most in brandy.
Okay, so 1962 slogan of Hennessy was, it's the name that means the most in brandy. Oh, meaning the name is more important than the brandy. Okay, makes sense.
Hennessy, okay.It means all about the brandy, right?
So I guess in a way you can also agree. I think most people, even if you don't know what cognac is, whether it's a brandy or whiskey or whatever it is, when you see yes. Hennessy, you know it's a spirit. It's a hard liquor and it's a luxury brand. It's a luxury liquor. So Hennessy, I think in a way it is more important than cognac, almost.If you can say that, right? Most people would check the cognac, but actually, I think Hennessy, the brand name, is bigger than cognac.
Yeah, it's almost become a lifestyle, right? You drink Hennessy for like, it makes your life status more higher or something.
Oh, yeah, and they do a lot of parties, cool parties, I have to tell you.
Okay, I prepared two slogans, right? Another one.
Okay.
这个最近其实八月的时候 ,Hennessy 有拍了一支微电影，是这个奥斯卡金像奖的电影制作人。
Okay.
The director which produced the Whiplash and La La Land.
Oh!
Yes,
okay.
I forgot his name, like Damian. I only remember this one.
Damian.
Yeah, Damian. Yeah.
Damian something.
Yes. Okay, 他就是把邀请到了这个达米安导演来帮这个 Hennessy 拍了一支新的微电影。那他这一支微电影里面就有一个新的 slogan 叫做 Life is an Odyssey.
Life is an Odyssey. So Odyssey is like a fantasy adventure kind of idea. And Odyssey can also mean a long journey.
OK, 这个其实就是之前古希腊非常重要的两部史诗之一嘛。所以就在讲说这个人生当中有很多不管是奇幻的喜怒哀乐的这种感觉。那当然在微电影过程当中，为了要串接这个 slogan 起来，其实在微电影里面就很多的人生重要的场景里面你都可以看到一瓶 Hennessy 的 Cognac,、哦、串联的，然后就跟这个 slogan 做了一个结合。
So it's part of your life now. If you want a good life, you have to go with Hennessy.
Yeah, exactly. So you see, 1962, they talk about that they mean the most in brandy. But now, it's a part of your life, right? Okay.
Yes.
So it's just Hennessy 的介绍。
Wow. So I suppose people today are rich enough to drink Hennessy.
yeah, this is a kind of point of view, right? 以前的人可能觉得哇，这个买起 brandy 就已经很厉害，但是现在人
yeah, ，How much would a bottle of XO cost back in the day, right? And today it's like,
a lot of people can buy one, right? It's not so expensive anymore.
Well, you can put it on the credit card.
okay, yeah, 这也是一个方法。
If you can't afford it, you put it on the card. But long time ago, you don't have a credit card.
Ah, yeah, you have to take off the
like
cash.
My grandpa's time. My grandpa's time. You know, Chinese New Year. That's the only time you would buy alcohol, right?
Ah.Okay, so we'll go to the second wine brand. The one that is very, very famous. And maybe some of the listeners, 前一段时间我跟 John 老师的这个 podcast 都有被这家 酒类投到广告。It is the Johnny Walker.
Yes, it's me walking with a walker.
Yeah, you're John, right? Yeah. Hmm. Okay. So let me talk about this brand.
Go ahead.
它其实也是200年的老品牌了，也是苏格兰 Scottish brand.
Yes.
它成立于1820年哦。那创办人 ，His name is John Walker.
John Walker.
Yeah, 他年轻的时候呢，其实家里是这个做农产的哦，就是农家子弟。那后来他把他们家族的农场给卖掉，改成去经营一个杂货店为生。
Grocery store, that's what I remember it as.
OK,、yes. 然后到了1823年的时候呢，又刚好遇到这个英国政府当时修改他们的这个税法，他们放宽了这个去经营酒厂的这个营业许可。
Yes.
所以呢 ,John Walker 也在他的店内开始贩卖酒款。后来他甚至就选中了这个 whiskey 去当中他们这个杂货店内的主力商品。
And if you think about it, when we talk about Johnny Walker being a 200 year old Scottish brand, so,、you know, when we talk about Scotland, we don't think about champagne, we don't think about cognacs.
Yes.
We think about Scotch or Scottish whiskey.
Yeah.
Yes.
这个苏格兰威士忌
yeah, That's right
没错 OK 所以这个就跟 Hennessy 不同、哦、这个 Johnny Walker 他的主力产品就像刚刚John老师讲就是这个苏格兰威士忌那其实稍微的科普一下其实在威士忌上面会分成只用麦芽酿制的叫做单一麦芽威士忌那如果用可能其他谷类的像玉米啊或裸麦、哦、掺杂不同的配料叫做谷物威士忌、
yes.
那另外还有一种是将单一麦芽跟谷物威士忌融合在一起的调和威士忌那 Johnny Walker 他们最厉害的地方就是在他们的调和威士忌在世界上是非常非常知名的
Yes
后来呢这个 Johnny Walker 的酒也卖得越来越好那他就以这个自己的名字 John Walker 去取了这个、啊、这个品牌的名字然后 Johnny Walker 也就诞生了 Do you ever、take a good look at their bottle about Johnny Walker's wine?
Okay、So something about Johnny Walker that is different that stands out with all the other brands is the, first of all they only have their blue their green and their black label that's it they call it Johnny Walker blue label Johnny Walker black label Johnny Walker green label and do they care about single malt or double malt or whatever you put in it? NoIt's the Johnny Walker flavor. It's the green label, it's the blue label, and it's the black label.
Yes, 就是用不同的标签去分辨他们的这个瓶中装的这个威士忌是什么样不同的感觉。
That's right. So it stands out. It's easy to understand, I think, for consumers. You know, you just pick your color. Even kids can do that. And most importantly, they also stand out with their shape of the bottle.
Oh, yes. 他们是方形的瓶身。他当时为什么会设计这个方形瓶身也跟大家补充一下就是当时这个因为以前在运送这些酒类的时候都是用火车可能装箱去这个运送的嘛。那火车铁轨会咳咳咳咳那有可能在碰撞的过程不小心就把酒给打破了。那 Johnny Walker 的这个当时他们的这个团队就想到说啊那我们设计这个方形瓶身可能比起圆筒的比较耐撞所以才改成这个方形瓶身去设计那之后他们就搭上刚刚 John 老师有提到这个商标分成不同颜色而且以他们最标志的倾斜24度角的商标来去区分不同的口感啊、yeah. 味道跟酒精浓度 OK So about Johnny Walker's slogan It's very cool He has never changed their slogan right Their slogan is called Keep Walking
I think they've never changed or deviated from that. It's always、yeah. been keep walking. So、
yeah.
it's very active. It means, you know, you're moving on and it means you're very、forward thinking, right?、
Mm,
you never look、yeah. back. You have no regrets. Keep walking.、
Mm.我觉得这个 slogan 其实真的取得很好，就像他们的品牌叫 Johnny Walker， 你想到 keep walking， Johnny is really walking and walking and walking like walk for 200 years.
Well, technically the logo,、yeah. right? The logo does look like a slim gentleman moving forward.
Ah, yes.、
Right? He is looking like he's walking、mm. with a walker. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think it all ties in with the brand and the logo.、
Mm.
And also from a lifestyle perspective,、
mm.
lifestyle, you know, keep walking, don't turn back, you know, look forward.、
Mm. 真的是取得很好，难怪这么多年来都没有换过他们的 slogan. Okay.
And I have something to add quickly, Patrick.
Oh, okay.
You know the label that you're talking about on the outside or on the bottle? Yeah. It's a slanted label, yeah. right? It's slanted. It's not square. Usually the labels are oval or squared that's pasted all around. Mm. But Johnnie Walker's label is slanted.
Ah.
And apparently what I found was, apparently that was their way of differentiating between the copies, the counterfeit whiskies to Johnnie Walker.
Hmm, okay. 透过这个商标去杜绝人家去抄袭他的这个瓶身啦。
So, don't worry, guys, when you go buy your Johnnie Walker, you know, when it's sort of at an angle, if you look at the logo, you know, the sticker, it's at an angle. They did that for good reason.
Okay, so this is the second brand, yes. Johnnie Walker. Okay, so the last one.
The last one for today.
Yeah, I will first read his slogan in Chinese. Everyone will know the brand.
Mm.
The slogan is 就是要海尼根
okay, Heineken.
Yeah, Heineken. 这个真的在广告上面看到都烂掉，大家都会知道它的 slogan.
Heineken, yes.
Okay, so how can we translate 就是要海尼根 into English?
I think it reads, it can only be Heineken, right?
Yes.
And I remember this commercial was very, very similar to what we saw recently with Nespresso.Long, long time ago, I remember growing up, you know, most of the commercials would have this happy party mood vibe going. People are happy and everything. And then this guy grabs a bottle of beer, right? A beer bottle. And, you know, he picks it up and it's not a Heineken. And he's digging for Heineken.
And
then his friend was digging in another ice cabinet for Heineken, right? And he found Heineken.And he took a sip, and his friend says, hey, it can only be Heineken.
Yeah.
That means people should only drink Heineken.
And the one you mentioned about Nespresso, it makes me come up the mind of George Clooney.
Yes.
He said about Nespresso, what else, right? It's kind of the same.
Nespresso, what else?
Yeah,
same idea.
Yeah, same idea about the brand.
Same idea. So Nespresso, in terms of marketing and commercials and Heineken,they are all classic marketing material. If you want to learn anything about advertising and marketing, you know, Heineken and Nespresso, you wouldn't go wrong.
Yeah, they're very strong about marketing stuff. Right?
Very, very good marketing.
Do you know where Heineken come from? Which country?
Of course, Heineken, right? Heineken comes from Netherlands, Holland.
对，这个荷兰的牌子、哦，当然它没有像前面两个已经有200多年，它大概是成立于1864年的品牌，也有150年以上的历史了。那当初是在这个创办人也叫 Heineken、
okay.
哦，他也有一个名字叫 Heineken， 然后
It's all named after
yeah,
their surname.
It's cool, right? They like to name their brands by their names. Okay， 他是在这个荷兰的阿姆斯特丹。的一间啤酒厂，他先把这个地方给买下来了。后来呢，这个啤酒工厂越做越大，他甚至找来了专业的团队，帮他的工厂去研发这些专业的酵母。后来甚至在这个巴黎的世界博览会的 World Expo， 他们还获得了奖，这个获奖，成为了一个非常全球知名的啤酒品牌。
But I have to say, now knowing Heineken being such an old brewery,、I would assume.Heineken, well, you know, from growing up, seeing all their commercials, Heineken is a very young brand, to be honest.
Yeah.
Very hip, very young, very cool. They don't sell that oldness, right? When you drink Heineken, it's not about, oh, you know, I'm an old guy. You know, I went to war and I drink beer and I drink Heineken. Nothing like that. They always look very hip. So it's interesting to see, you know, this old brewery really doing marketing to make them look always hip and cool.
真的，这是在我有观察到，就是海尼根的啤酒类型啊，不要说，就是光以他们的产品是不断是有在推陈出新的一个状况。所以当时美国的禁酒令结束了，这个海尼根也很快顺势的就打进了美国的市场，然后在之后呢，甚至 Heineken 直接霸占了美国的啤酒市场。对，所以海尼根在美国市场是非常非常受到欢迎的。这个海尼根呢，其实在全球的啤酒市场，这个它的规模、也是第二大，仅次于另外一个非常有名的这个啤酒品牌，叫做百威。百威啤酒是
Budweiser，
Budweiser is the biggest beer seller in the, around the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
但是海尼根是排名第二。那他现在其实据点已经扩张到70个国家左右，而且全球有超过160个这个啤酒厂都是来自于海尼根的、哦、而且是他一路这样不断的并购才到这个今天的这个规模。
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
And I remember recently, I can't remember, maybe it was a year or two ago, I saw Heineken trying to do something different.
Hmm.
They are offering now, apparently, you can drink a 0% alcohol.
Ah, yes.
Heineken.
Hmm.
They sold that for some odd reason. I thought people in the West won't like it. Apparently, it was a big hit in Japan.
Ah.
People like it.
Yeah.
People thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
People like that flavor. People like the texture in their mouth without any percentage of alcohol.
You know, during the pandemic time, 这个很多的啤酒商其实他们的销量都降、yeah. 因为 we don't have a lot of party during the pandemic times, right?
Yeah.
But Heineken, 他们是少数在这段时间业绩还不断的在成长的。因为原因就是我其实有看过一篇报道，就是在访问这个海尼根的这个销售的营运的总裁，他们在讲他们公司当时在面对这个疫情的时候，其实有一个部分就是在那段期间他们推出了各种不同的产品，就像刚刚这个John老师提到的这个无酒精啤酒、
right.
或者是冰酿类型的啤酒，或者是这个可能女性朋友会比较喜欢的苦味比较低的白啤酒、
啊、
这种多样性的产品在攻占世界上各个地方的这个市场当中呢，当然也含了这个台湾啤酒的市场、哦、那其实在这段过程当中不断的去尝试后来就锁定到它的客群，这台销量也慢慢的就没有受到疫情的影响，甚至还逆势的成长了。
Yes. So do they have slogans for different product lines then?
Oh, you know, yes.
It seems like they broaden it.
Mm.
They don't only offer the light beers, they offer the more strong beers, and then offer the fruity beers, and then offer the non-alcohol beers. I mean, it's a wide variety.
Yeah. Okay, for example, the non-alcohol beer. They got a slogan, like it's called, Cheers with no alcohol, now you can.
Cheers with no alcohol, now you can. Oh, means you can now do cheers and drink without any alcohol. Ah.
Yes. 随时要干杯都可以，就算你没有酒精也无所谓那种感觉。They still have a commercial for this non-alcohol beer.
I
can find it on YouTube. 那这个国外的影片。
You can have all these parties and cheers.And you don't have to consume alcohol. Interesting.
You don't have to be drunk.
You don't have to drown. So it sounds like something for me.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
0% alcohol. Good for me.
Yes, okay. So, 我们知道这个海尼根非常经典的是就是要海尼根。
Yes.
But the truth is, this is a very old slogan.
Yes.
Yeah. 但是他们最近有一个新的。They call it for a fresher world.
Oh, for a fresher world.So fresh, refreshing, a fresh taste.
Yes.
Right, to lighten up the mood for a fresh taste. Okay, for a fresher world.
对，这个中文叫做让世界焕然一新。他一直用不同的这种创意的表达方式，然后也用一种比较开放的心态去面对现在市场上的变化，然后提供你更好的生活品味。
That's right. Be friendly, be fresh, be cool.Be new to you, and you know, you can have a good time with Heineken.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, this is the introduce of Heineken.
Wow, okay, so that's the three for today. The first one, Hennessy, it's the name that means most in brandy in 1962. And now Hennessy is Life is an Odyssey. All right, and the second brand we talked about today, Johnny Walker withIt's blue label, black label, green label, red labels. And the slogan is to keep walking. Keep walking. And the third brand today, Heineken, we just mentioned the biggest and the most popular slogan,the most memorable slogan, to be honest. It can only be Heineken. And of course, the new one after the pandemic, for a fresher world. Drink Heineken for a fresher world.So like we mentioned earlier, Patrick, yes, although we are not promoting drinking We are promoting responsible drinking. All right. If you have to drink, think about all these brands, and there are lots of brands, marketing, and slogans to be learned.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you drink, don't just make it a drinking thing, right? Don't just drink. Read the label, all right?
Okay. So I will have to ask John, if today you're not allergic to the alcohol stuff.
Yeah.
These three brands, which one will you choose to taste?
If I'm not allergic to any alcohol at all, which of these three brands would I taste? I'm sorry, I would taste all three.
Oh,
they are the top brands in the world. I mean, okay. I would be silly not to drink and taste all of them and to figure out what I like and don't like.
Oh.
Right? It's like chocolate. So many chocolate brands, but you gotta taste them all to figure out which one is your favorite.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's the beauty of the world today.
Yeah, you have to taste it.
You have to taste it. So I can't pick and choose, you know, because we chose a cognac and we chose a whiskey brand and then we chose a beer brand.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, these are three big, big, big categories that I, you know, just for beer, I think I would have to taste one beer every day to figure out what I like eventually, right? And then whiskey, maybe there are 20, 30 brands that I have to sample before I understand anything. And then brandies, I don't know, maybe 40 to 50 because we've got cognacs and brandies.
Yeah.
So, you know, so many brands to actually sample.
Okay. Okay, so the same questions for the 15 Main fans and
周报时光机的这个听众朋友们。
These three brands, I have to change my questions to these three brands, which one will you want it to taste the most? Yeah, 哪一个品牌是你最想喝的?
So 15 Minutes Fam and also our friends from 周报时光机, please do tell us down below using the comment link. Why don't you tell us, out of these three brands, which do you like the most and which do you drink actually the most? All right.
Oh.
And which one would you recommend us? You know, if one of these days, you know, I fix myself up, how I don't know how, but I mean, if I'm not allergic to alcohol, maybe I'll go sample it, you know? So leave us comment and let us know, and we will catch you next week, same time, same place, on 15 Men's Cafe, 英语咖啡馆. 下周同一时间,再欢迎大家来喝一杯我们老师们的本周特调. And today, thank you very much for joining us, guys, and we will catch you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.